Evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us at 8:30. I'd like to call this meeting in order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for September 19th, 2019. The time is 8:31. I please have a roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Here.
Mr. DeMichael? I'm sorry. Mr. Reyes?
Here.
And Mr. DeMichael is absent tonight. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First on our agenda is approval of payroll. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check dated 9/20/2019. Total amount $33,498.39 with $7,017.83 in withholdings and deductions.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Reyes?
Aye.
It's on the agenda as a resolution. Angel, you said just amend the other, just make it as amend the other one?
I don't think you need to amend it. We passed a resolution a few meetings ago regarding
the Hood Road.
Applying for the OWPC Hood Road grant.
Yep.
There were some recommendations from the county engineer's office. So our service department, Denny Miller, the superintendent, and the engineer's office put together a proposal for OWPC. We were approved for the grant. So this resolution is actually going to specify exactly what the grant is going to cover. And we just have to sign for our intent to move forward.
All right. Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion for the following resolution number 09192019-025, authorizing legislation. A resolution authorizing Medina Township to prepare and submit an application to participate in the Ohio Public Works Commission State Capital Improvement and or Local Transportation Improvement Programs and to execute contracts as required. Whereas the State Capital Improvement Program and the Local Transportation Improvement Program both provide fiscal assistance to political subdivisions for capital improvements to public infrastructure, and whereas Medina Township is planning to make capital improvements to Township Highway 130 Hood Road and Township Highway 107 Cook Road, whereas the infrastructure improvement herein above described is considered to be a priority need for the community and is a qualified project under OPWC programs. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Medina Township. Section 1. Medina Township Trustee Mike Stolper is hereby authorized to apply to the OPWC for funds as described above. Section 2. Medina Township Trustee Mike Stolper is authorized to enter into any agreements as may be necessary and appropriate for obtaining this financial assistance. We'll read this part too. September 19th, 2019, Ohio Public Works Commission, 65 East State Street, Suite 312, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. In regards to the application for financial assistance for the Township Highway 130 Hood Road and Township Highway 107 Cook Road resurfacing project, Medina County, Ohio. Honorable Commission, I, Angela Ventura, Fiscal Officer for Medina Township, Medina County, Ohio, hereby certifies that the local public revenues necessary for a 29% match for Issue 1 funds requested in the amount of $306,000 will be available in 2020. Said matching funds will be paid from the Road and Bridge Fund. Sincerely, Angela Ventura, Fiscal Officer, Medina Township, and it's a CC Andrew Conrad, County Engineer.
Second.
Okay, and just
Discussion.
One more thing to explain. Talking to Dan Becker tonight, the $306,000 is the total, including the 29% that we will, that,
26%.
29, I thought.
29%.
So I think it's 124,000. So that's included in that number. He just wanted to make us aware. But if we didn't put it together, we would have had to submit it as two separate projects. So that's, I don't know what it breaks. I didn't do the math. I didn't have time, but what, 170 some thousand. So we're better off than where we expected to be, and we're going to fix all of, we're going to do all of Hood Road and then that section of Cook, which we were only looking to do that small section of Cook before. So this ended up working out really well.
Any more?
Nope.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mike, do I need to sign that or something?
You need to sign it.
Okay, do you want to just make a motion to have me sign it as well then?
I'd like to make a motion to have Angela Ventura, Fiscal Officer from Medina Township, sign the enclosed letter to the Ohio Public Works Commission.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye. Nick, they'll need top off originals, I think.
Right.
We talked about, okay, thank you.
Next on the agenda, purchase orders and training rep. Mark, anything? Then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the purchase order requisition, departments to service. The vendor's going to be American Roadway Logistics. This is 2019 pavement markings on township roads. Total amount, $10,000.
Second.
Discussion? I think Denny said this is to get him all the roads that needed to be striped before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next, I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition to the Departments of Service Department. The vendor's going to be Perrin Asphalt and Concrete. This is for concrete replacement, 5070 Silver Maple, 3906 Deer Lake Drive, for the road slabs. Total amount, $13,500.
Second.
Discussion. This is for, I believe, the concrete replacement around the drainage basins on these roads. Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 9/13/2019 to 9/19/2019 with check numbers 38-219 is the starting and the ending is going to be 30374.
Second.
Can I say the amount?
Oh, sorry, $55,769.76.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And again, just so you know, this is that, what I was talking about with the OPERS, I just included on there. Now that's why you see those first two are the electronic payments, so they don't actually warrant numbers.
Next up is approval of revenue and fund status. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the revenue status dated 9/19/2019 and incorporate the six-page paper.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the fund status dated 9/19/2019 and incorporate this one-page paper.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up, bank reconciliation for August. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the bank reconciliation dated 8/31/2019 and incorporate this three-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up is approval of the budget pack. I just have to do...
So this is our original certificate from the county for 2020. This will be what we will set our temporary appropriations on.
Okay.
And then we will get our amended certificate probably in the last week of January. They meet the third Friday of, if their schedule stays the same, they'll be meeting the third Friday of January. So that, what you'll see is not included in that is going to be any real true carryover because we won't know that, obviously, until...
Until the end.
I do that as, yeah, the, send that over to the auditor's office, so...
All right. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the county budget commission budget pack for 2020 and incorporate this 10-page document.
Second.
Discussion?
Can you just amend it to say that it is the original amended certificate?
Okay, then I'd like to make a motion to amend my previous motion to say that it's the original document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Department head comments?
Thank you.
Chief, looks like you're only department head here today.
I did receive an email from a resident. He had a question about the speed signs that are frequently posted around the township and how useful those have been to us. Just for purposes of the board's information, I believe I copied Mr. Radis on my response, but those signs allow us to respond to resident complaints about speed and verify whether or not we actually have a speeding problem. Often perceptions about how fast the motorists are going are different when you live there than when you're measuring it 24 hours a day. So it allows me to verify whether or not we have a speed problem, and if we do, then to direct patrol resources to address those. It's like having an invisible police car out there monitoring speed. It gives us, you know, pretty accurate feedback. Number of cars that come through, the dates and times, the average speed, the peak speed, how many cars would have been violated of the speed law in the area. For the public's benefit, that's what those are doing out there.
Thank you. Anything else, chief?
No, sir.
Nothing on old business?
Real quick.
Go ahead, Omar.
Mr. Marco's not here, but he had made a comment last meeting about the phone lines on Nichols Road.
Correct.
It's taken care of.
Okay.
They've come out and replaced the lines, set new poles and...
They put two new poles in and cleaned up the whole thing. I don't know if he's aware of it yet, but I'll...
We sent him an email, but just...
Oh, did you? Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And thank you for handling it, Mark, because I think you're the one that sent the proper chain of command for that. Next on the agenda is approval of minutes.
There's a lot of them this time.
Yeah.
Getting caught up. Almost there.
All right. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the April 4th, 2019 regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stupa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Are those the ones that had the...
Yeah, I'm going to, right now, let me do this real quick, Mark. For clarification of record regarding the following two items for this meeting, for agenda item award 2019 paving bid, the motion stated the location of Melway paving as Homersville. For the record, it should state the location of Holmesville. Do I have to read the rest of this too, this little thing?
No.
And then for the other agenda item on that meeting date, 2019 to 2020 salt contract, the resolution read the state awarded in 2009. For the record, it should be stated as awarded in 2019.
And we'll attach that to the minutes online, just so that there is no confusion.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the May 16th, 2019 records retention meeting.
Second.
No, we're all there.
Oh, yeah.
Roll call.
Mr. Stupa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye. That was the 5-minute one.
Yeah, that was part of the meeting.
Even if you weren't, you guys...
Yeah, but it was the 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the May 16th, 2019 regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stupa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the August 22nd, 2019 regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stupa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the September 5th, 2019 regular meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stupa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddick?
Aye.
Did it take us caught up with all the minutes in?
We have, I think, is there a May 30th, right? Or no, is that...
No, I think that's done. I think it's just the last week.
Okay, so then we just have the special meeting. I believe we have to go back through and look now, but I'm pretty sure it's just that special meeting from last, I think we're good to go, but we'll verify that this time around, and, for the next meeting for sure.
Cemetery grant discussion. Do we have to make a motion to approve this, or I just have to sign?
Well, you should make a motion to sign. Does Mike sign it, or do I, or does not matter?
This is an official.
Okay. Do you want to, I did have just a couple questions regarding that, and I don't know if you may have talked to Danielle about this already. Is there somebody in place that is going to be tracking the requirements in the letter that we, that I think we should designate one person to make sure that... So we should do that. There's also, if you see on that first page, I'm trying to call up the, I made some notes on here. We need to log on to that...
What site?
That site, yeah, we have to sign up as a supplier with the Ohio Shared Services, which is no big deal. There's just, and then if you look on that second page, there's some terms and conditions that we just have to make sure that we comply with.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying if we have one person who's going to coordinate that, that would probably make more sense than trying to have different parties.
You have any, want to give it to Denny or have Nick?
Administratively.
Have Nick Jr.?
Yeah.
And he can coordinate with Denny, obviously. I actually believe, I know, There's some cemetery work that Denny is going to be doing soon, so we may, and I'm not sure if it counts towards this or not.
No, it has to be something done after receiving the check, so it has to be.
Oh, after the, oh, okay, I thought it was just after the letter was signed.
No, after.
Okay.
Just so the public knows, we applied for a 2020 cemetery grant, and we were awarded $975 to be used for monument maintenance. And this is from the Department of Commerce, Ohio Department of Commerce.
And thank you, Nick Jr., for putting all that work.
Well, I guess I'll just make a motion, just so it's on the record then. I make a motion to have Nick Jr. Be responsible for the administrative aspect of this grant, making sure that all our documents are collected and everything's set to the state standards of this grant.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoffer?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Angela, do you want to sign this?
Yeah, I can. The only thing, I do have to find this out for you, Nick, so just kind of stay on me in case I forget, you know, brain fog lately. But I do have to make sure there's that section in there that said that we it has to comply with GAAP accounting. I don't know if you saw that. I can't see. I can't find it right now. But anyhow, we don't file GAAP. So I just have to make sure there's nothing that I have to do on my end for the year end on that. So just kind of keep on me so that I reach out to the auditor's office.
I'd like to make a motion to have Angela Ventura, Medina Township Fiscal Officer, sign the grant application.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoffer?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next on the agenda, emergency triage, treat, and transport model. Mark, you want to explain this a little bit?
Sure. Cleveland Clinic, LST, is going to try to start a pilot program, and it's going to enable them to get reimbursed for some of the non-transport calls that they get. It just got sent to us literally yesterday or today. So I reviewed it a little bit. I think you said you've had a chance to read it over. I'd like to send it to the prosecutor for review and then make a decision at our next meeting. I think any costs we can recoup from non-transport is going to be a burden off
the
bill.
So this would be for even the calls that they get just out to pick somebody?
Still going through it. This is just kind of saying that because LST is part of the two townships in the city, they kind of need us approval to say, yeah, go ahead and look at what you have to file for documentation and to get this stuff started. So based on what I've read too, it's kind of doesn't sign us into anything in regards to it. It's just allowing them to go ahead and look into it and go forward from there to see exactly what they would have to do to meet the requirements for this.
You know,
and
that
at that time, then they would bring it for everyone to look at approving it.
Okay. Do you know if this includes that paramedicine too? Remember they
I think part of it. I think
if you look,
I didn't get a
chance. It gets down to like when 911 is called, it'll go to a healthcare professional. I'm guessing it's based on ProQA that they started already. So whatever their markers indicate, which way they go, they'll still send an ambulance. But they can actually do a visit with a doc on the phone, and it's going to get better care, I think, to the people that maybe don't want to go to the hospital.
Right.
But then they call again later because something happened that was, you know.
Yeah.
So it looks like a good opportunity for everybody.
It really would help because I know a lot of our calls, we can't bill or the hospital can't bill unless there's a transport.
I mean, there's some things I'd like to know about too, once everything's, you know, if it's finalized or whatever, as the cost and things like that, as to what, you know, we expect to kind of seeing, you know, reimbursements and stuff like that.
Nick,
so
can we maybe reach out to either Dr. Shoebridge or Mark Phillips and see if one of them could be at our next meeting? Because this will give us opportunity. We'll send it to the prosecutor, make sure it's okay for us to sign first of all, but then if we have any questions or they feel they could explain it any better than we did because they're the experts, maybe they can be there next meeting. I asked them for today and it was such short notice they couldn't make it.
Mark, you want to handle the sentence to the prosecutor?
Yes.
Okay. We'll hold off on this. Can we keep it on the agenda, Nick?
Yes.
For next time. Next on the agenda, purchasing policy discussions.
Okay. So we are in the process of working on our handbook to update the handbook and our policies. We have not looked at a lot of them for quite some time. So just to remind everybody with purchasing, there has to be, you know, obviously, anything over $1,000 for purchases, come to me directly. If it's within the guidelines that I can issue and certify the purchase order, I will. If it's something that needs to go to the board, then it will have to wait for a meeting for the board's approval. Then and now, purchase orders are only supposed to be used in an emergency-type situation, very limited basis. That's what the auditor looks for when they come in. So we really need to watch for that. Just make sure that there is money appropriated. Any dollar, dime, penny that is spent has to be on a blanket or purchase order. And we have a couple then and nows this time. So I just wanted, until we get this handbook and policies
We're getting close.
Up and running, right, I know. But I just, you know, it's something that we should revisit time to time, just for reminder. So until we do that, and then I think it would be a good idea to, at that point, go over the specifics again. But just for now, just as a reminder,
okay,
that's how we have to operate, so.
We have to put one this?
It had to come from two different accounts, that's why, but yeah, that's your total.
I just need the total.
That's all you, yeah, just the name and the.
All right, then and now, purchase orders are next.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve then and now purchase order. The vendor is the treasurer of the state of Ohio. The total is $294, and it's for drug screening for the police department.
Second.
And I'll just note, it's not screening an employee, this is for.
Correct.
This is for traffic stops or what calls that.
Roll call.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve a then and now purchase order. The vendor is CMT Group, and the total is $62.50. It's for car washes for the police department.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
And just so, normally, if we do these and there's a rush, I would have cut the checks for tonight, but obviously, they'll be good for the next meeting. There is something, Chief Colonius, that I wanted to talk to you about with the car washes that just.
Mark, did we find anything else about the gentleman that has?
No, we're going to have to reach back out to him. His wife is sick, I know, and he was going through some stuff.
I mean, that might be, you know.
Yeah.
That we.
He's going to definitely reach back out to me.
All right, next on the agenda is approval appropriation status. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the appropriation status dated 9/19/2019 and incorporate this 12-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And next up is public comment. This time, I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, at which time floor will be opened. Please state your name for the record, and the floor will be yours.
Second, I'm sorry.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
The floor is now open for public comment. Mr. Moran?
There you go. Take one and pass it on down. I've placed before you a set of documents with an application to amend Medina Township zoning resolution text. On the page 86, which is attached in the packet there, appendix 3, titled Enforcement of Regulations, item C. Specifically, the highlighted text that states who would especially be damaged by such violation. This wording is unconstitutional, does not allow a resident to independently seek equal protection of the law, written in the zoning, and the wording prevents the resident from representing themselves if a zoning violation occurs on a neighboring property. Current wording allows for bias or discrimination in determining if or are is there damage that warrants especially damaged, which can result and has resulted in selective enforcement of Medina Township zoning laws and the complainant's rights being neglected.
If I'm not mistaken, this goes to the zoning board, correct? And there's a cost involved?
Yes, there's a cost. I don't know how to deal with the fee, so I can't quote you on the cost right now, but...
The reason I didn't go to the zoning board directly is I've already had 3 years worth of complaints into the zoning board, zoning inspector Ridgely, and I've sent a complaint of zoning violation along with the damages that it did to my house. And zoning inspector Ridgely, whether through incompetence, bias, or discrimination, has chosen to unilaterally ignore my requests.
What's the violation, if I don't...
There's a shed that's 10 inches from my property line, and I'm in the rural residential.
If you don't mind me asking, was the shed there when your neighbor moved in?
Yes.
So it's a pre-existing to that property, correct, or no?
And
I'm not 100% sure of the details. I know Elaine has talked to me about it. I hesitate to say...
3794 Foskett Road, James Huff. Had to move his barn.
Well, okay.
2019, James and...
Can you let her answer, please? Because I asked her a question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kelly, can you just state your name for the record?
Alice Strogen, Medina Township Zoning Chair. I don't remember all the details. I have talked with her about it, or she has talked to me about it, but I believe that shed was built by...
You can say it's my father.
Okay.
As the previous owner.
Okay.
I had no control over that.
And then wasn't the property divided?
No.
Okay, but it was built, I'm not sure when, must obviously...
2010.
Okay.
So it's not grandfather. There's no section in your zoning resolution that says that barn can stay there. It was built illegally. Yes, my father built it illegally. Yes, he was supposed to move the barn when he sold the property.
Okay, so...
And he did not. And so I am asking for a relief under the zoning laws. And your zoning laws are being selectively enforced. I've read the zoning laws, ma'am. Nowhere in there does it say, since my daddy built the barn, that it has the right to be there. It doesn't matter who transfers. It was an as-is, where-is purchase, which means the current owner is as-is, where-is liable for the infractions.
So,
and the damage to my property, which was the insects that, because she let it go into decay, it affected my house. I had to replace a door that got eaten by the same insects. I'm in court, and all of a sudden, I'm provided with my lawyer going, oh, you can't do this because it says that who would especially be damaged by such a violation. Well, that only encourages you guys to discriminate against veterans, which I'm a veteran, so that's why I say that, because James Huff, you made him move his barn, he was a veteran, okay?
And I'm sure we don't discriminate against veterans. I'm 100% sure.
What else is there, sir?
Well, I'm going to say that if you want to change zoning, there's a fee involved, and you follow that process to submit to our zoning board.
Okay, in 30 days, I already have a civil rights lawyer,
mm-hmm.
and this is the notice that this has to be changed. It's illegal. It's not a charge to me to inform you that your law is illegal and unconstitutional. You cannot charge me for that.
The second thing I'm going to ask is that this gets sent to the prosecutor's office for review, his complaint. And I know our zoning inspector is not here, but Alice, I would ask that you and your board review this and have it sent to the prosecutor.
The only comment I have to say about that is, thank you. Anything that's in the book had been reviewed by the prosecutor's office and was
right, but but if you could please follow up.
No, I will.
And I would ask, Mr. Moran, that you work with us. We'll send it to, for review. I mean, you had the opportunity to send it to a lawyer. We would like it reviewed by an attorney on our side, and then we'll come up with something. I mean, I don't know, you know, I can't take your attorney's word for granted.
You don't have to take my attorney's word for it. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution says that each citizen has the right to equal protection under the laws. Okay, and that was to force the states to identify equal protection under the laws and to eliminate, I'm going to enforce the law here, I'm going to enforce the law here, but since Dan's daddy built the barn, I'm not going to enforce it here. I'm sorry, sir, but you're on the zoning board, right?
Yes.
Section 401.1. The purpose for the rural residential district is to accommodate residential and development at low density and will promote the continuation of the predominantly rural residential character of the township outside the sewer service area. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct.
Okay, so why is there a barn 25 feet from my house? Why is it allowed to be there?
Well, your father put it there when you owned it. Just a second. You owned this piece, and he owned this piece, and he put the barn there?
I didn't own that piece.
Oh, well, how did it affect your house then?
I don't own that piece of property. That's
here. Let's.
You know, it's really academic at this point.
No, it's not. It's very simple.
If you will listen to me, please, it's academic because I have not had a chance to review what you're saying, nor has our legal counsel. And nor has I had the opportunity to look at the file that we have here. I know this much about the file and not enough to make a firm statement. So we do need to have our legal counsel review it, and if there's something that needs to be adjusted, then we can take that into consideration.
Take appropriate measures and go from there.
Mr. Mann, do you have something that your attorney has already written up that we could?
Not yet. I have to allow you guys 30 days from my notice of discontent until he starts his filings, until he files with Medina County Courts. That attorney is through the Veterans Administration, Disabled American Veteran Representative. I'm just sick to death of the sporadic and biased enforcement of laws in this township.
And that's your right.
That is my right, sir.
Understood. Yes, sir.
Bob Gerster, 3565 Upton Road. I'd like to let the trustees know about a traffic problem on Upton Road. About 500 feet north of my house, there's a dip in the road. And there was an accident there Sunday, motorcycle accident. There needs to be some signs put up, maybe more than just signs, some kind of warning lights or something. When the traffic is heading south, they can be in that dip for 3 to 5 seconds, and you won't see them. And when they top over the hill, there's like three driveways right there, and there was a van coming out of, I don't know if it was backing out or pulling out. I'm not sure which it was, but he was on the road, the motorcycle came over the top of the hill, and I don't know if he made contact or what, but he laid the bike down, and he got hurt, but not real bad. And there's been other accidents and a lot of close calls. I mean, you come out there, and you stop and look, and it's okay, and you go, and you just move it, you know, a few hundred feet, and then there's a car right behind you. With the traffic, if there's more traffic there now, and it's faster, they could put some kind of sign up, but like I was told, they don't look at signs. You know, they need some kind of lighting. There's also a bus, school bus stop there. Where there's one stop at one of those driveways. And
What we can do is send it to the county highway engineer. We can't arbitrarily put up signage.
I know that.
So we will send a letter and request them to take a look at it.
And Denny's not here tonight. I'll make sure I let him know too as to what. Okay.
What it is.
But Nick, you could send that letter, or Nick wanted. Appreciate it. We'll get it out. And
all right, there's been a lot of close calls there.
Every time, from time to time, we have to revisit. I mean, traffic patterns change. It gets more traffic.
Especially now with the new pavement, too. People are going a little bit faster.
Yeah, it seems like it, right. All right, thank you.
Anyone else?
Can I ask you about that Glenn Wojcik posted in the papers? That Hood Road grant you were talking about at the beginning, $300,000? Is that to repair, to move the road over, or is that just a resurfacing project?
To do both. To move over a section that we have one way.
Yeah.
To fix that, correct that, that we can be able to open it. And then to resurface the whole Hood Road. Originally, we were only going to do that section that was, that's closed temporarily right now.
Right, yeah.
And fix that, and then eventually down the road, Danny was talking about repaving it. We decided to put it all into one and just do it all at one time.
But is the $300,000 going to cover the moving the road too? Do you have the bid on that already? Yeah.
We don't, I took a picture actually, yes. That's the total amount, and that includes what we are actually getting on the
grant. That's with theirs, with the grant. That's going to be ours.
This is the reason the county, that they suggested we do that this way, is because it's going to be cheaper for us to do it all in one.
Because we can bid it out as one versus piece it.
Two separate projects.
Two separate projects.
So the three, it's like 306 and change, but the one, I think, is $124,000 and some odd dollars are coming. I'm trying to find the picture.
That's what the grant.
It was what the grant was, so yeah, the...
So the $300,000 is going to cover shifting the road over and paving
the whole thing?
And Cook Road, the little section of Cook Road, I believe what Denny said, Tompkins to Weymouth, South Weymouth.
Okay.
That section right by the one-lane bridge.
And was that the county TID that helped with that application transportation?
OWPC, right?
Well, Dan Becker helped, and then he had a list of everyone who got the grants that they applied for,
okay.
And we were right on the top, so it ended up working out. We got a little bit more than we thought we were going to, so that was...
Can I have you get a copy of that resolution at the end?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, great, thanks.
Anything else, anybody? No, at this time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolka?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mark, you have anything else?
I do not.
Angela, do you have anything? This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustees regular meeting at 9:13 p.m.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolka?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
That Hood Road.